Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. And if not, you will soon. Random questions with random people. Today, I have the founder of the Random Questions episodes here with me, the poet Raja. And you guys know the drill. And if not, you will very, very, very soon. How are you today, Raja?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So I want to start with something just a tiny bit different. I want you to ask a question to the audience.
Okay.
And this can be anything you want. Go.
Do you believe in no-win scenarios?
Interesting question. I will leave that in the episode questions and polls. Make sure to answer on your favorite podcast listening platform, and we will be back next week to discuss those answers. In the meantime, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Raja, these questions are for you. Are you ready? If you could only live in one place in the entire world and never, ever, 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 ever leave it for any reason, where would it be and why?
Los Angeles, California.
And why?
Just because I think LA has, like, so much to offer. Like, there's so many, you know, I mean, you can really account for a lot of different, like, cultures and things like that, and just, you know, just from neighborhood to neighborhood in LA. I think you get that in a lot of bigger cities, but I also just really like the vibe that LA has.
Okay. And if you had to choose a new medium to pick up in this new year, what do you think it might be?
Say that again?
If you had to choose a new medium or a new hobby this year, what do you think it would be?
I mean, I'm a pretty big fan of my number one hobby, which is, you know, annoying you. And I'm good at it. As indicated there. But if I had to find a new hobby, I don't know, something a little bit more physically active. I'm not going to go climbing mountains or whatever, but just something a little bit more physically active.
All right. Okay. And if you were immortalized in painting, preferably a traditional style painting, who would you want your artist to be?
I actually haven't answered this. Magnus Zeller.
Okay. If you had to live by a single quote's advice, what would the quote be? Just checking, are you there? Okay, yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, it looked like the call dropped for a second.
Our objective is complete freedom, justice, and equality by any means necessary.
Okay. And if you could only leave one thing behind for future generations, what would you hope it would either accomplish or be?
Probably my poetry.
Okay. Since it is a new year, I'm going to ask you a little bit of a cliche question here. What is one thing you hope to cultivate within yourself or your daily routine as this year goes by?
Just probably continuing to be better at, like, you know, self-care.
Okay. What makes you such a big fan of the Learning to Fly podcast?
I think, you know, I just think, like, the, just the state of the kind of, like, intentionality of, like, this project, you know, and just kind of seeing, the spaces, you know, that, like, Come As You Are, fills and things like that. I just think that it's, like, just attempting to put, like, something productive and good out there. That is funny at times, that is serious at times, and I just think that, like, trying to make, like, poetry a little bit more accessible, you know, yeah, I just think it's a solid, you know, solid thing all the way around.
If you had one request or hope for the future of Learning to Fly, because I think you're either the second most frequent or the most frequent guest, what do you think is missing here?
I don't think nearly enough people give you a hard time.
Wow. I will get back to you on that. Let's pause here to talk about today's sponsors, and then we'll be back with more random questions. Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Ian Quiet. You should follow me on Patreon, Spotify, and YouTube because I'm making music videos, poetry, and more. Thank you. Fun fact, I listen to Learning to Fly because it keeps me connected to the creative community of contemporary writers. Also, check out my band, Quiet Etc., if you're a fan of chiptune, 8-bit pop, nerdcore, indie rock, and more.
Hey there, everyone. This is Madison from Learning to Fly the podcast and sincerely Blue Jay Poetry. Today, I just wanted to take a second to let you know about Nourished and Free, a recipe ebook written by Gabby Sorensen, or Gabicado, my dear and lovely friend. Typically, this book retails for about $30, and you can find it in the episode description, but it frequently goes on sale as well. It's full of 80 easy, wholesome recipes that can be vegan, can be vegetarian, or you can mix it up and add your own proteins and your own favorite items. And it's really just a great thing to have in your repertoire. Alrighty, so I just wanted to take a second and let you know about Nourished and Free, one of the best ebook recipe guides I've come across so far. Thanks so much, and let's return to the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Learning to Fly the podcast. It's Wednesday. You know what that means, and if not, you will soon. Random questions with random people. Today, I have the founder of the Random Questions episodes here with me, the poet Raja, and you guys know the drill, and if not, you will very, very, very soon. How are you today, Raja?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. So I want to start with something just a tiny bit different. I want you to ask a question to the audience.
Okay.
And this can be anything you want. Go.
Do you believe in no-win scenarios?
Interesting question. I will leave that in the episode questions and polls. Make sure to answer on your favorite podcast listening platform, and we will be back next week to discuss those answers. In the meantime, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Raja, these questions are for you. Are you ready? If you could only live in one place in the entire world and never, ever, 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 ever leave it for any reason, where would it be and why?
Los Angeles, California.
And why?
Just because I think LA has, like, so much to offer. Like, there's so many, you know, I mean, you can really account for a lot of different, like, cultures and things like that, and just, you know, just from neighborhood to neighborhood in LA. I think you get that in a lot of bigger cities, but I also just really like the vibe that LA has.
Okay. And if you had to choose a new medium to pick up in this new year, what do you think it might be?
Say that again?
If you had to choose a new medium or a new hobby this year, what do you think it would be?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a pretty big fan of my number one hobby, which is, you know, annoying you. and I'm good at it. as indicated there. But if I had to find a new hobby, I don't know, something a little bit more physically active. I'm not going to go climbing mountains or whatever, but just something a little bit more physically active.
Okay. And if you were immortalized in painting, preferably a traditional style painting, who would you want your artist to be?
I actually have an answer to this. Magnus
Zeller. Okay. If you had to live by a single quote's advice, what would the quote be? Just checking, are you there? Okay, yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, it looked like the call dropped for a second.
Our objective is complete freedom, justice, and equality by any means necessary.
Okay. And if you could only leave one thing behind for future generations, what would you hope it would either accomplish or be?
Poetry.
Okay. Since it is a new year, I'm going to ask you a little bit of a cliche question here. What is one thing you hope to cultivate within yourself or your daily routine as this year goes by?
Just probably continuing to be better at, like, you know, self-care.
Okay. What makes you such a big fan of the Learning to Fly podcast?
I think, you know, I just think, like, just the standard of kind of, like, intentionality of, like, this project, you know, and just kind of seeing the spaces, you know, that like Come As You Are fills and things like that. I just think that it's like just attempting to put like something productive and good out there that is funny at times, that is serious at times, and I just think that like trying to make like poetry a little bit more accessible, you know, yeah, I just think it's a solid, you know, solid thing all the way around.
If you had one request or hope for the future of Learning to Fly, because I think you're either the second most frequent or the most frequent guest, what do you think is missing here?
I don't think nearly enough people give you a hard time.
Wow. I will get back to you on that. Let's pause here to talk about today's sponsors, and then we'll be back with more random questions. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, so as we come back to our random questions, I have to ask, are you a fan of pen and paper or digital writing?
So I actually really love writing on pen and paper. The problem is I am just not here for transcribing it.
Okay.
I use like digital means, like modes of writing, just because I know I'm not gonna like transcribe it if I just write it down somewhere.
So on the pen and paper vein, do you have like a favorite notebook or a favorite pen or anything like that?
No, like we've talked about kind of like the way that I write here and there, and it's like it's very sporadic and very just kind of like. There's so many times when, like, I just, you know, whatever it is that's in my head just, like, comes together so quickly, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll write, like, I've written poems on the back of, like, envelopes. Like, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, like, whatever is closest to me. That I can write on, I will when I need to.
And in terms of the digital realm, do you have like a favorite app or program or anything like that?
So I usually just use my notes app on my iPhone. Yeah, just even though I moved a lot of like my stuff into Google Docs, it's still kind of like where I like to just go. It's like the one place that like I don't feel daunted by the blank page.
Okay. To my knowledge, you travel too much to have a pet, but if you did have the opportunity, what kind of pet would you want?
So I have pets by, like, not by osmosis, but by proxy.
Hang on.